Steve-O said he's ready for a pair of them big old double D.
Ooh, and Kim Kardashian moving to Oscar territory? We'll explain.
Also, honey, my niece Portia Williams is out here, baby, helping men by not letting them be soft. I know that's right, girl. So,
let's get this started!
All right, so Angela Simmons wants everybody to have a taste of her cookies.
What? What?
The people don't want them. And I'm talking literal cookies out here.
Oh, wow.
Now, then she posted promo shots of her luxuriating in a bathtub full of Oreos with milk for her fried Oreos collaboration with Slutty Vegan, and people went in on her.
Why?
Well, some people were calling the pictures stupid, untasteful. Some people said this is wasting food. But I got to point out, Oreos ain't food. It's a snack.
That's true. That's true. It's a dessert cookie.
It's a dessert.
You know, but, you know, the people who did love the post was the people from Oreos. Uh-huh. They stood in solidarity with Ange by posting a pic of a bathtub full of Oreos with the caption,
"Boy, we got a crush on Angela Simmons."
Oh. Oreo-MG.
Oh. I hope those are the stale ones and they don't plan on repackaging those.
But I wonder if they were real Oreos.
Oh, I bet they were.
Like, you think they was like the Hydrox ones?
Yeah, they just could have been. No, just they could have been fake. You know, something plastic. You know, they can make anything plastic.
So okay. It's for... An ad for Slutty Vegan?
So she's doing like a fried Oreo or like, okay. They're called Angela's Cakes. They look like the fried Oreos you get from the fair,
so they're using real Oreos, Oreo.
Mm. I mean, she got on diamonds, that's how you do.
She looks great. I'm not mad about her being in a tub full of Oreos.
I'll take this over the gun purse.
Angela's Cakes.
Yeah.
Then some people might think she's being racist, so I don't know, but.
Why?
Yeah. I don't see nothing wrong with this, but everybody got something to say about everything.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You can't do nothing without people talking crazy or saying something bad about it. You can't please everybody. Right. I think she looks good.
And don't you know the photographer or whoever's helping out, whenever she got out of that tub, they were like...
All right, y'all, just when you think you heard it all, honey, Jackass's Steve-O is getting a pair of Double D jugs. Ooh. Yes, indeed, the professional prankster was on the X5 podcast and said he loves the idea of having Coco and Chanel as his sidekicks. Listen to this.
I came up with the idea a few years ago to get a boob job. And just like, you know, like film a bunch of, you know, just like... film a bunch of really legitimately funny hidden camera pranks.
He crazy.
Yeah, who's going to tell him he could do those same pranks without getting a whole boob job?
Yeah, I think he's crazy because you could just get prosthetics or whatever you call it. And because even if he poses as a woman, also, who cares also, if he has real boobs or not?
Some woman with big boobs walks up to you and she's like, "Hello, would you like me to help you get a thing?" You know, because his voice is always so scratchy.
Yeah, I would think she had voice cancer.
I don't know if y'all noticed, you guys, but your chest is the most sensitive part of your body. For me, anyway, I love it.
So you hire a tweaker. You've got a tweaker.
I got a tweaker, exactly.
There are other things that could be more sensitive, Gary.
Really?
Something else should be as sensitive as your chest, too.
Uh-huh. Well, mine, that was on in commission.
It's all tucked back. whole thing. Go ahead. I don't understand why a man would want a boob job.
Like, girl, because it feels good. Brat.
No, but he's got boobs already. Man boobs. So I'm sure if it feels so good, his nipples are sensitive.
I do want to say that I did the research on this because I remember this has happened before.
Oh, not you want a boob
this
job.
This is true.
Too.
No, bro. I don't want a boob job. Some dude in Vegas lost a bet and he got fake boobs. His name was Brian Zimbick and this was in the 90s. And I think he still got them.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a thing for a long time.
It's whatever.
The world is a crazy place.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It looks like Kim Kardashian is making a pivot to the big leagues. Now, as we all know, the Queen of Calabasas is starring in a new Hulu legal drama called All's Fair, and you won't believe who her co-stars are going to be. Hollywood legends Halle Berry and Glenn Close.
Wow.
Not only are Kim, Halle, and Glenn going to be hitting the screen together, but all three of these ladies are serving as executive producers.
Okay.
Bossing up. What do you think the check looked like for Halle freaking Berry and Glenn Close to sign on?
Probably very big.
Probably Kim Kardashian sized.
Yeah, and with her being an executive producer, that gave them vested interest to like put her in it and make sure she had a part. But, you know, that's one way to get yourself into the party.
Also, you surround yourself with, like, here's the thing. Is you want if you want to look smart, surround yourself with smart people.
If you want to be an actress, surround yourself with bomb, wonderful actresses.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's doing all of those things then, good for her.
And I kind of heard it's about the legal system or something. So that's right up Kim's alley.
Exactly, because she allowed black people out of jail.
Yeah,
so,
she's been doing the political kind of thing, getting people out of prison and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be good. I think all three of them will play great legal people or whatever, you know? It's gonna be good, I think.
Can't wait. Well, Portia Williams, honey, has a PSA for all the men out there. Now, you don't want to have to suffer from being limp in silence. Now, my niece, honey, hopped on social media with a PSA to men out there who might suffer from erectile dysfunction. Now, she posted
something. Why you going like this?
I know, why you keep going?
Like you're presenting
you
us.
She posted some informative Google facts, honey, about the condition with the hashtag Men's Health Awareness. But folks think, baby, that she's shading her eggs, honey.
First of all, I like to put the disclaimer out there that there was no name, no name on this message, on this post.
Yo, but Brad, if my ex posted something about trying to help out men.
She didn't say any names.
I would feel a certain way.
I don't know. She probably was just talking to everybody, you know.
Just trying to help.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, you know, just trying to help. You know.
With a definition of what it means, you know.
Wait, what?
Maybe somebody asked her what it meant.
Oh, yeah. Out of the blue, somebody was like, Portia, what is erectile dysfunction?
Yes, she was just helping.
Yeah.
She was educating people.
Yeah.
You know? Because some people think ED means education.
Like special ed.
Oh, special ed.
Or Mr. Ed.
Or Mr. Ed. Mr. Erectile Dysfunction is not who you want to be. That's different.
Well, moving on, it looks like Matthew McConaughey is so sweet that a bee mistook him, honey. Matthew shared a photo on his social media of his nasty bee sting right in the eye, y'all. With the caption, "Be swell." And it looks like the poor man's eye is swollen shut. That's not all right, all right, all right. Man, that bee must have been flying fast because he didn't even have time to swat it. How do you get stung in the eye?
I don't even know.
Crazy.
But the good thing is, look how he's still smiling from that bee sting. That's a beautiful smile. So it didn't hurt him.
That can't feel good.
He looked like a straight alcoholic. Yeah.
Right? Or he had like a rough night on Skid Row.
Right, yeah.
Like... He looked like somebody, like a bum, like somebody beat him up and took his money and left him.
That eye almost looks so shut. Like, there's no eyeball creeping out behind there at all.
Matthew McConaughey got so much juice that he could throw an eye patch on that eye.
Everybody
would be like, oh, look at him. He's so dangerous looking. I love it. You know?
McConaughey throw an eye patch on next week. We'll see guys in the Beltline with their eye patch, you know?
It looks interesting, though, the way it looks when you see the way it folds.
What?
Tanner?
Moving on. This is wild. YouTube star Steve Will Do It. Well, he got arrested at Orlando's Universal. What in the world? He got arrested at Orlando Studios for trespassing. Guys, now this is where it gets good. Steve was wearing a fake mustache, obviously, here. Okay. But the cops didn't realize it wasn't real until after they took his mugshot. There it is. So they had Steve remove the fake stash and ordered him to take another mugshot before he was released on bond. How can you not tell that that was a fake mustache?
He looked like a young white Steve Harvey with the mustache on.
You got to look at the other picture once they take it off back here.
That mustache is like the one.
The mustache actually covered his dry bottom lip.
Let me see that. Let me see that. That looks like Kenan Thompson, whatever he's playing Steve Harvey on SNL.
And look at the hair colors don't even match, but I guess they weren't thinking about that.
Like some mink fur or something. That's funny.
That's
how could they not know that was fake?
Girl. Steve Will Do It. Good for you, sir.
Yes, he
will. I mean,
will.
Not on Get Arrested, but.
Wow.
All right, y'all. Coming up next, Kevin Durant says he's good on having a girlfriend. We're going to get into that after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, fam.
Hey!
Now, everybody might be out here looking for their soulmate, but Kevin Durant said he ain't pressed. Now, the NBA baller recently sat down for an interview, and when asked why he doesn't have a girlfriend, here's what he said.
Why are you single?
Because I don't want a girlfriend.
That's just that, simply put.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like you got your heart broken one time, and that just really f***ed you up.
I wouldn't say I had my heart broken. I started to understand women a little bit more as I got... Well, early on, I understood that, like, she's not mine.
Every man at some point has had his heart broken and went through a phase where he was like, I don't need no girl.
Yeah, or but
like,
then they get over it.
Usually.
Because they start feeling lonely and they want, you know, they want somebody to be at home
with like he
them.
Did get crushed by a girl at some point and maybe he just doesn't want to admit it. Well, it's okay.
He didn't. He don't have
but
to
it was in his younger days.
It's like, okay. Why?
But it's not that okay. I mean, he's a grown man with lots of money he should share, but then he could be friends with Dwight Howard. They might talk about that, you know, and they just probably say no. So, I just don't. I mean, they basketball players.
Are you trying to say Kevin needs to go on Club Shay Shay? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, he might just need to have a seat.
All right, y'all, let's get into this.
What the hair?
Our beloved auntie darling, Maxine Waters, was caught reclaiming her wig on live TV. Oh, my goodness. Miss Maxine was on CNN and wanted to make sure she looked amazing, darling, when it was her time to speak. And baby, in the words of Gary, the cameraman, Lens caught auntie shifting that thing into its proper position. Check this out.
Former President Trump, they've lived through his presidency. They've heard these arguments about democracy, about the fate of the election, and yet
they're Trump doing is her dirty not only right winning, now.
But bidding increasingly by a larger margin. So what is the plan among Democrats to change that trajectory? It sounds like you're talking about saying and doing all the same things, but do you believe that something needs to change?
She didn't shift it, y'all.
That wasn't so bad.
She just was fixing the part because she could see herself, so she was fixing where the hair moved. Shifting is like this.
Hold on a second.
Shifting is moving it.
Hold on. That caption down there does not say Maxine Waters to join wig party. What in the world? No. Did we do this? Did we do this?
Is this AI? That's hilarious.
But she got a new wig, bitch. I like that new one.
Wow. Gary, how should Auntie Maxine have fixed her wig?
Let me
if
show
she
you.
Did it wrong.
Oh, honey, let me show you, baby. Mm-hmm. I learned from the best.
Oh, yeah?
She should shake that girl.
Yeah.
She should put her finger right there in the middle, bitch. Yeah. Put her finger in the middle, honey. And you split it.
Yeah?
Yes, baby.
You gotta hold it.
Yes, honey.
You gotta hold it down in the middle.
Yeah, you gotta hold it down in the middle, baby. And you gotta split that side like that, Tanner. Mm-hmm.
But if you hold it, that makes it feel like a wig, though.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to hold it, so that's why she was just daintily moving the hair.
She thought she had a mirror bitch doing it.
Would a shake have gotten it done, too?
Yeah, you gotta shake it, baby, and put that hand on it.
What is it when I see the girls doing the pat? What is that? What is... I'm asking, I don't
know. That means the braids underneath the weave is itching.
Okay.
And you can't get your finger down in there.
Yeah.
So you just gotta patch your weave.
Yeah, got it. I didn't know. I thought that was like a replacement thing. I didn't know. Okay, coming up. Was Steve Harvey wrong for what he said to Megan Thee Stallion on Celebrity Family Feud? Find out what people are saying right after the break. You look great, Gary.
Thank you. I feel like Georgia Washington.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Hey! Poor Steve Harvey. This man is falling victim again to just simply reading a cue card. Now, Uncle Steve is catching fire for asking Megan Thee Stallion this question during an episode of Family Feud. Check it out.
Name something you've done to your mate's feet. Megan.
Massage.
Massage.
She didn't even think twice about it, so it's okay. So I feel like it didn't offend her, it didn't bother her. Now people are talking about it, so I guess it, you know, she may be thinking about it, but she hit it right on the head.
Meg's a professional,
yes,
right?
Yes, she is. Yeah. She did great.
Some of Megan's fans took to social media wondering why Steve and the show would do something like that, knowing what Megan went through with Tory Lanez, who's serving a 10-year sentence for shooting her in the hoof. And do you think that Steve or the producers were messy for what they did?
I don't think so. I think just those were the questions. I don't think.
No, they were kind of being messy.
I don't think so,
they,
Gary.
I saw it. They had another question, too, that was asking about her figure. Well, who do you think is fine? And the question, she said, me.
Okay, well, that's Family Feud, though.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they were being any type of way. I just think those were the questions. I think the questions are random. They don't choose the questions for who's going to be on there.
Yeah, I know. Doggone what they was talking about her gun thing and her figure.
No, they wouldn't want to catch that slack about doing that. They would.
Now, if they asked Tori that question, I'd be like,
that's different.
Damn, come on now. You know what I'm saying?
Different. But like,
well, it was a coincidence then.
Yeah.
That's a coincidence.
a coincidence, but yeah.
Coincidence.
That too, damn, it was a coincidence.
Okay, moving on. Travis Kelce was on the Netflix show Receiver, and he chatted with NFL player George Kittle about how much he paid for a suite at the 2024 Super Bowl so his friends and family and Taylor Swift could be comfortable during the game. Travis said he shelled out $3 million.
You don't George, get comp seats?
For the whole suite there.
Okay.
George then told Travis, although he's got a good contract, he didn't think it was worth $3 million. So what do you guys think? Do you think if Travis wasn't dating Taylor, his friends and family would have been in them regular poor folk seats?
They'd have been at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
That's right. True. Mm-hmm.
But it's wild that, like, you're playing in the big game.
Yeah.
I think certain players, especially marquee players,
yeah,
who move mad merch for the NFL,
yes,
should be given certain luxuries.
Nah, that has nothing to do with what the building is charging.
Here's the thing, though, is it the other? It's Taylor Swift. This is all 100% Taylor Swift.
They looking at them like they got the money.
Exactly. Well, she's got the money. She's a billionaire. But if you're Travis Kelce and this is the beginning, near the beginning of your romance, and you want Taylor to feel as comfortable as possible,
you will pay $10 million.
Exactly.
But when she became a billionaire, though, I never heard that. Beyonce not even a billionaire.
I think Beyonce just did it recently.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift a billionaire?
Because with this last tour she just got off of that went around the world, like she caking.
Yeah. Don't be a hater. Don't look like that.
I know, right? Here's the other thing, too, though, Brad, is like, just as like a guy, just as like a dude out there dating as a man in the streets, sometimes there are some women that you want to try to like present them something on that you feel like is their level.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Because you don't want them to feel like they could do it better.
Right.
Yeah.
Good thing they won, because it would suck to pay that much money for some good seats and she had good seats to watch you lose.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
If I was dating a mail order bride, she'd get treated like a mail order bride.
All right, y'all, coming up. Did my forever President Obama just reenact the famous Key and Peele skit? That story after the break.
A mail order bride.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Okay, y'all remember the skit from Key and Peele when Jordan Peele was Obama and he did a meet and greet and shook the white people's hands a little differently from the black people. Well, y'all, Obama must have been waiting on his moment to actually reenact the skit because he did just that at the 50th anniversary of USA Basketball. Take a look.
Heart slaps.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Hugs. Hello, how are you
doing? How's it going?
Nice to meet you. Good to see you, sir. I also think it's presentation, too. Like, if you watch the video clip, like, these guys, they lead with it, and he meets them where they're at.
Yeah.
And then you get down to the end, and it's guys who are like, you know, and that's what they get. That's what they get.
He can't help it that he got swag.
Yeah. Look at those guys at the end with their arms folded up and everything.
Yeah. They just, look.
And he picked up on the body language of everybody and met them. That's why he was such the people's friend, man.
You can feel it. Absolutely.
When I see y'all, I do the same thing. Hey, that's it.
Who's y'all?
You, Brad.
You're such a liar. Every morning you tell me how much you love and miss me.
Yeah, but that's different, Brad. I mean, but I don't do it to them.
He doesn't.
He doesn't miss us.
He does not.
He doesn't miss us.
Well, that's all the time we have for you guys today. This is us shaking your hand, fist bumping you. See you next time, same place, same time, all that good stuff. Peace and love, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.